Good afternoon. Hope you're enjoying your noon hour thus far and your entire Thursday. I'm Randy Van. Time to take a look at news again here on KCOB. 33-year-old Newton woman accused of stabbing her husband in the back with a knife at their home in January of 2018 has been given a suspended 2-year prison term and 2 years of probation. In a plea agreement, Casey Lee Frosch Machuda was sentenced for child endangerment while a charge of domestic assault with a weapon was dismissed. The sentence this court Judge Thomas Mott imposed yesterday also includes a suspended $1,000 fine. Saturday evening, January 20th, 2018, when Newton police arrived at Frosch Machuda's home in the 1000 block of North 6th Avenue East, they said her husband already had a bandage over his still bleeding wound. He reportedly refused medical attention or assistance from officers. Witnesses said Frosch Machuda stabbed her husband while her children were present. Officers were also told that earlier in the day, she held the head of her 9-year-old son underwater in the kitchen sink after he made her angry. The boy was not injured. 51-year-old Newton woman was given a 7-day jail term yesterday after pleading guilty to a February drunk driving offense and a May driving with a revoked license charge. Renee Suzanne Tedrow also has to pay $2,250 in fines. She was sentenced by District Court Judge Thomas Mott. 2 days of Tedrow's jail time is for the February 16th first offense OWI charge. The other 5 days are for the May 26th license offense. An additional charge from that Monroe Police Department traffic stop of possessing a controlled substance has been dismissed. The February OWI occurred in Newton. Court records show Tedra's blood alcohol content that Saturday night tested well over twice the limit at .210. Breathalyzer test was administered after the Newton woman hit an entrance sign at the Econo Lodge at West 19th Street South and got stuck in the ditch. Between now and mid-February, the Jasper County Sheriff's Department will receive some reimbursement for the cost of compliance checks on retailers to make sure they're abiding by the state's tobacco, alternative nicotine, and vapor product laws. This week, at the recommendation of Sheriff John Halfordy, County Board of Supervisors again approved participation in the annual I Pledge Tobacco, Alternative Nicotine, and Vapor Product Enforcement Program. Programs run through the state's Alcoholic Beverages Division.
We've done this for numerous years to do our tobacco compliance checks to Jasper County retailers. Most of us realize this, but things have changed over the years. We now have the vapor product, and there is a trend of significant vapor product used to our minors, and so this is one way that we can enforce and also educate our retailers why they should make sure they're checking IDs and not selling. So we do get some compensation. It's $75 per check for doing this, and we'll do it twice in this contract period.
That's Sheriff Halfordy. Most of the compliance checks are done with the help of paid underage volunteer who's at least 16 years old. By March 15th, the Sheriff's Department must do a second check on any retailer initially found non-compliant with the law. Newton's Project Awake is looking for volunteers. The nonprofit manages the Newton Arboretum and Botanical Gardens within Agnes Patterson Park on the east side of town. Savetta Miller, who's co-president of Project Awake with Andy Stone, says an aging volunteer base is a big issue that needs addressed.
About 10, 15 years ago, we had a very strong group of volunteers, and now they're getting a little bit older, and we are not getting any replacements from the younger group that's interested in coming and even helping with our work days and pulling weeds or maybe joining the board and being an active member. Our board is definitely a working board. That's something that we always tell new board members because we just have so many projects going on and we're the ones who are taking care of those.
Miller says the Arboretum and Botanical Gardens cover 6 acres and draws about 10,000 visitors every year. It includes 185 trees, 2 water features, the Daniel J. Crum Horticultural Center, and 3,000 feet of hard surface trail. Volunteers and one seasonal employee take care of the grounds, but Miller says that one groundskeeper is going to retire after next year.
We're hoping to find someone who would be a good fit and maybe who could start in 2020 with us part-time and learn the ropes and figure things out and then in 2021 take over. So we'll be hopefully putting a job description out there in the next couple of months.
Project Awake receives no city funding, relies on donations and revenue from rental of the Horticultural Center to meet its annual operational cost of $60,000. This morning's cold temperatures and yesterday's snow flurries serving as a reminder that today is Winter Weather Awareness Day in Iowa. National Weather Service meteorologist Kenny Podrazik says now is the time to plan for any winter weather that might knock out your power by making sure you have a backup heat source and working flashlights in your home.
It's better to just, you know, get some things prepared now before, before that big winter storm comes. So that way you're not, caught up in the big traffic and things like that.
He says conditions can change quickly, and it's important to keep track of the forecast and changing conditions, especially if you're going to travel.
Definitely always check, the forecast before you go out, the latest conditions for, you can check weather.gov for the latest forecast. The also thing we recommend is checking the latest road conditions. So that's, 511 for your Iowa DOT.
It's also time now to get that winter survival kit in your car.
You know, if you're doing some travel over the holidays, pack your first aid kit, a shovel, flashlights, some extra clothing, blankets, some bottled water, non-perishable food, things like that.
National Weather Service meteorologist says there's really no significant indicator one way or the other about the type of winter we're going to have. Just one funeral announcement to pass along today. Memorial service for Joanne White of Des Moines will be held 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at Wallace Family Funeral and Crematory. The family of Joanne White going to greet friends after tomorrow's service with a coffee time at the funeral home. Memorials to Lost Chords Club may be left at Wallace Family Funeral Home. Joanne White of Des Moines passing away at the age of 66. That is your noontime check of news and local funeral announcements here on KCOB. I'm Randy Phan.